This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Democrats are proposing a tax change that could add up to more than $1 billion in tax cuts and credits. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
One part of the plan would spend up to about $700 million per year on tax credits that could be worth hundreds or thousands of dollars for lower-income families with kids. Another part would cut the income tax rate with $450 million in savings that would deliver the biggest benefits to higher-income families. The bills have just over a week to pass the legislature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation might soon be able to enforce state gun laws more easily. CPR's Ben Berkland reports a bill to allow that is with the Colorado House after it passed in the Senate earlier this year.
The bill sets aside roughly $1.5 million for CBI to investigate criminal activity involving firearms across the state. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is required to contact local law enforcement agencies and coordinate with local district attorneys. Democratic backers say it's part of an emphasis this session on implementation and enforcement of existing gun laws. Republican opponents say it oversteps local authority. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
People serving time in Colorado jails could have better access to elections. Another bill in the legislature would require jails to set up at least one day of in-person voting ahead of each election. They would also have to set up policies for distributing and collecting mail-in ballots. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.